This is Dabu 7, and if you ask me, it does indeed seem like World War III has begun. Other world leaders coming out and stating the same thing. And by definition, a world war is a global conflict involving many countries and lasting an extended period of time. It typically includes a significant military engagement or engagements and massive civilian casualties. There's also widespread destruction in there. And there's no set definition, but it is generally considered a world war when there are multiple theaters of conflict across many continents. You know, like we see what's going on around Israel and the Lebanon, threatening Syria, the whole thing with Iran. Of course, on the other side is Iran standing with Russia and China. You have the whole South China Sea sparking up with threats flying there that if we do anything, it's going to roll over into something bigger. But something that's already hot is Ukraine, and it looks like it's going to spill over into Moldova. Poland, now an open target, as well as Belarus. You have all these countries aligned and connected. You have Ukrainian troops on the battlefield in Ukraine. When you have multiple countries bringing troops together to fight a war, this all falls right in line with world war. You also have Chinese weaponry being used in Ukraine, and it's served thus far as just a proxy battlefront, but when you have this many people involved in this many stages of war, you might as well say it's World War III. And I personally believe that that is the feel of all this. We can get struck at any time, and I feel that America and most Americans are just going to sit there, and they're not going to say that we're in World War anything until it's too late, until the country has been hit. Okay, once that happens, it's game over, it's done. There's no debating or talking about anything, if it's World War III or not. Russia has put the warning out there many times that if we cross the red line, they're going to use nukes. We've crossed the line every single time. And fortunately, they did not use nukes, but they rolled out this brand new weapon that seems unstoppable. Now, on the flip side of this, we also have Ukraine's former top general. He is the current UK ambassador, warning that World War III has definitely already begun, and he cites many of the things that I just said. Then you look up to Sweden. They've gone into full-blown prepper mode. 5 million residents getting pamphlets, and they're being told how to stock up on food and to prepare for nuclear war. You know, many Americans may not see the writing on the wall until something happens here. Then it's too late. But all these war fronts, multiple countries fighting on these fronts, it's all there if you ask me. And with these new missiles rolled out, it's on. Can anyone stop them is the question. Can anyone stop these hypersonic ballistic missiles without just saying, oh, we can? Let's see proof of it. Because we've yet to see it. And at this point, Russia, China, Iran, all of them are gaining the advantage. It really feels like one big staged event in America could bring this whole thing down. So, we've entered this window. If you ask me, there's no turning back. Where people are going to officially put this, I don't know, but it's pretty obvious to me. It's on, and I foresee escalation from here. Hopefully, cooler heads prevail, and some kind of peace can be brought out of this, but I instantly think of the prophecy speaking of, you know, they come screaming, peace, peace, and then follows sudden destruction. Join me on the live stream where I break this down further. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Leave your comments below. It's been Dabu 7. Much love, y'all.